You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to East Conference 2024. Real excited to be here, our first guest of the day. And
yeah.
We're going to let her tell us who she is, what she does, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Good morning. My name is Hannah Vogler. I'm the Executive Director of the Arkansas STEM Coalition, and we are a statewide nonprofit organization that promotes STEM education to help prepare our future workforce.
Awesome. So let's talk about the, first of all, East Conference. This is, I guess, a good culmination of what's going on for you guys also. But let's talk about what you bring to the table for East and for all the schools that participate.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm really excited to be here. This is actually my first East Conference.
Oh, wow.
I've only been in this position 2 years and was not able to come last year. And everybody says this is the place to be, to see all the creativity and problem solving and fun stuff going on. But I've known about East for, probably 15 or 20 years. I mean, like a lot of people. And we have forged a partnership with them. Our organization has worked with them for years. But again, I've only been here a couple of years. And one of the really exciting things that we do, and I'm excited to meet some of these teams today, we are starting a new thing this year. We're calling it Our STEM at the Capitol. That's AR STEM at the Capitol Day, which is April 23rd. We are bringing five East teams from five different regions of the state up to the Capitol to present to the legislature about why STEM education is important and sort of what East does and why it's important for our future. I always tell employers, because employers come to us and say, hey, we got to talk to our future workforce. We got to get them ready. We got to make sure they know what they're doing and they're problem solvers and critical thinkers and they have the skills and things like that. And I'm like, oh, well, if that's who you want to hire, talk to East, because those are your future employees right there. Mm-hmm. If those are the kind of people who you want in your jobs, these are the kids who you are going to be hiring, 10, 15, even maybe 5 years from now.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we'll bring the kids up to the Capitol for the day. They'll present their projects. They'll meet with their one-on-one with legislators. We're hoping that they're going to get to present to the education committee that meets that morning. The governor has done a proclamation for STEM Day, and we'll have a press conference. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah. That does sound like a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be great for legislators to see what the real world applications of the STEM education, especially through East, looks like, because honestly I think they're going to be blown away. I know they're going to be blown
absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite part of my job is getting to go all around the state and see what kids are doing, because kids are brilliant. If you give them the tools and the space to just think and be creative and come up with ideas, they deliver. I mean, if you give them a challenge and the tools to meet it, they will do it. And it's amazing. And that's true no matter where you go in our state. So, I'm excited for legislators to see it as well. I think a lot of times we look at kids, and particularly today, some of these kids are so young and yet they are so smart, and they really, really utilize everything in front of them to solve problems for people. And I think that's fantastic.
I think my favorite part of STEM, and I like to throw STEAM in there because I'm an arts guy.
Sure.
But, what's interesting is for education, we talk about this a lot now. For education, we've always had these 10 top things. You can be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. You can be these things. No. There's a thousand other jobs. And what STEM has done has opened up those possibilities, because these kids are learning that, I can do this one thing, which is this key product of this bigger thing. And it's actually the bigger thing of that. And that's what this does. And that's what the STEM programs do.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I forget where this statistic comes from, so pardon me for no citation, but that 60% of the jobs that we will have 10 years from now have not even been invented yet. Yeah. We don't even know what they are. And certainly as a woman of a certain age, I look back when I was these kids' age and we didn't have cell phones. We didn't even have the World Wide Web, for Pete's sake, And if you think about how just those two things alone have completely changed our world, it's unbelievable. And who knows what the next 20, 30, 40 years are going to bring.
Right.
And again, when you ask employers, what do you want? They say, we want smart people. We don't care if they know a particular programming language. We don't care if they have a specific skill that they can bring to the table. The skills that we want are those real brain-utilizing skills of, again, thinking, problem-solving, teamwork, communication, all the things that East is really bringing in to their programs.
Yeah. I think what's really interesting about this is that we're seeing it grow in so many magnet schools. You know, they're bringing in STEM. And we're seeing more people realize, wait, this is more of what we need. We were just talking on the way home about the healthcare industry and AI and what jobs it's going to create. Just in itself, we were dealing with something, I don't remember what it was, but we got into that conversation. But we had some students yesterday that were talking about what they were doing in graphic design and marketing on the web and, you know, where it's all going. We never spoke about that 10 years ago.
And not at all.
Definitely not. You know, I'll date myself 40 years ago. You know, we both started in radio in high school, college, and, you know, doing something like this was never even comprehended. I mean, it's amazing. And these kids get it. They realize, oh, there's a place for me. So I have to ask you this. You probably met some of these kids and you're going to meet them today as you go around. The coolest thing to me is the charisma and the personalities of all these kids and getting them together in one place. There's just so much energy here. Would you agree?
Completely. You know, one of the really cool things that I have already seen just walking through the halls a little bit is, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but it's true, it's hard to be the smart kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when you're growing up, and particularly when I was growing up, there's a place for the sports teams and the cheerleaders and the different groups, right? But there's not so much a group for the smart kids. And I feel like that's what East provides. You know, this is a place. These are your people.
Yeah.
These are the people who, again, are going to be your friends and your coworkers for decades. So it's also, so one of the other funny things you mentioned, you're an arts guy, is one of the other partnerships that we have with East is also through the Art and Tech Boot Camp that the legislature did a couple of years ago, which is kind of how we created this little motley crew of people. We are completely unofficial to talk about how to integrate art and technology together. Because you want to talk about creating websites or graphic design and things like that. That is technology. You cannot take a photograph today without using technology. Mm-hmm. And I don't even care if you're using old school photograph, right? Like if you're using a photography studio, even developing old school pictures is still chemistry.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
how long you expose a negative for, that's math, right?
Yep.
I mean, these are all things that I think people think are very separate, right, but are so integrated. So one of the other partnerships that we've come up with is we just, again, this little group of us through Arkansans for the Arts, East, and the STEM Coalition have decided that we need to create a series of professional development all about the integration of art and technology. And so last year, and we just sort of make it up as we go and think what's needed out there. Last year, we did a series of professional development for GIS mapping and particularly focused on non-STEM teachers. So it's like, oh, you're a history teacher? Come on, we're going to show you how to GIS map and use that in your history class. Oh, you're an art teacher? Let's do a GIS map of like murals and artwork in your town. How do we utilize this and bring it into non-STEM classrooms? This summer, we are doing a series on art software and how to use art, how to use technology in fine arts. So we'll be doing a series on how to utilize, particularly because it's for teachers, free software that's out there, and showing them hands-on how to use that. And then we're going to be able to do one on the performing arts up in Fayetteville in partnership with Fayetteville Public Library that has a fantastic technology center there that includes, interestingly enough, a podcast booth, a broadcast studio, a music recording studio. So we're really excited about that as well. Because again, like you said, it really is about bringing all these different pieces together. It's not about one particular industry or one particular skill. It's really about integrating everything together.
And I think that's one of the things that students, especially involved in East, get together and they are able to learn for the students who don't know yet, they're able to learn that, you know, like we're you've got podcasting, right? Okay, so you have the folks who are sitting at the mics, they're doing that part. And of course, you're going to have a whole bunch of people who, there's no way you're putting my voice anywhere, you know, recorded. I'm not so, I hate myself. But what they don't necessarily realize until they start, you know, podcasting for school, or if they're working with their local community leaders and they're building a city podcast or whatever they're doing broadcast-wise, that there are, you know, research folks, there mm-hmm. are the promotion folks, there are the writers, yeah. there's
marketing,
you know, marketing, you know, yeah. and
equipment. And I mean, somebody made these microphones.
The pre-impressed editing. Exactly. Work, you know?
It just gets into so much stuff.
Yeah. And to see that all come together and they realize not only can we do this, but we can also affect change. Mm-hmm. We can also work with our local community leaders and say, hey, we're going to get the word out about this new city project that they're trying to push, or we're going to get the word out about this local museum that nobody seems to know about, you know, or whatever it happens to be. They're able to work together to get that done. Not to mention that you then have another set of e-students who are working on, you know, the traffic light system, yep. to make sure that it's effective. I mean, it's yeah. just, it's amazing yeah. to me what the students all come together to accomplish for the good of the community in which they live.
1,000%, you know, right here in Hot Springs. So the STEM Coalition is very involved in the upcoming total solar eclipse. You mm-hmm. may have heard of this.
Something,
you know, just
something
this
about
a little
that.
Bit, right? But Hot Springs World Class High School, their East team here in Hot Springs, actually worked with the city of Hot Springs to help create some of their marketing materials. And it's a really cool project. Again, it's the perfect combination of bringing all of those things together. And I mean, obviously, that's what East is about, yeah. solving community problems using technology. So it really is the perfect example right here in Hot Springs.
I love the fact that this year is uncharted. Decades ago, my then superintendent, I've gone through seven, but at my one school, I've been there a long time.
Oh, gosh.
But we went to the very first, East when it very first started before, yeah. And it was, you know, back in its early days, GPS and GIS were a big deal, and they still are. I'm glad to see it getting back to its roots. On the way home last night, I'm on a two-lane highway, and I drive by a field, and I look over, and there's a giant drone flying 10 feet off the ground, and I realize the truck back there is, you know, controlling this drone. They're doing something in the field, and I thought, you know, that is so awesome. And, you know, the math and the programming and everything that goes into it, the interdisciplinary opportunities that I don't think our regular classroom, our history teachers and our English teachers realize is also part of STEM. Like, we need technical writers. And in the arts, we need art writers. And we need the math. And we need the history. And to me, that's what you guys do, is you bring that to the forefront for the teachers in all these schools. That's what you're there at the STEM Coalition to make this happen.
That's what we hope to do. I mean, again, it's not about one specific skill. It's not about knowing how to do one thing. Mm-hmm. It's really about being able to learn and being able to use and draw on all of those years of learning and education and experience to figure out the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are moving fast.
Really fast. But that's great because it just keeps us busier. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, I get pretty down easy. So, you know, if there's nothing going on, I'm going to sit on the couch and watch too much Netflix.
I've got plenty of things for you to do.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
Send them our way.
So if folks want to find out more, how they can help, how they can get more information, yeah. how do yeah. they get more info about the STEM Coalition?
You can go to our website, ArkansasSTEMCoalition.com. It's all spelled out. So if you know how to spell Arkansas, you know how to spell STEM, and you know how to spell coalition, you're in business.
Yeah, that's a hard one. COALITION.
You got it. 100%. A+.
It's early. It's early. Hannah, thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.